Thank you, Brad, and good morning. State lawmakers are scrambling to get bills passed as the end of May looms and the passage of the state budget takes center stage. One bill being considered by the state assembly would create a new division within the state alcohol control board that would regulate the growing testing and selling of medical marijuana from clinics in the state. The bill is aimed at codifying statewide regulations regarding the manufacture and sale of medical cannabis. The state Senate passed a package of seven bills aimed at closing loopholes in the state's gun laws. The bills include limits on the sales of high-capacity magazines, require ownership records of all gun purchases, as well as permits allowing for the purchase of ammunition. Another bill provides funding for the confiscation of guns owned by those who are banned from owning firearms, while others deal with the types of ammunition and features on a firearm that can be sold in the state. Those bills will now head to the Assembly for their consideration. And another bill in the state Senate deals with earthquake preparedness. Stephen Walker has more.
The California Senate has unanimously approved a bill by Senator Alex Padilla that requires the development of a statewide earthquake early warning alert system. SB 135 would direct the Office of Emergency Services, in collaboration with various other organizations, to develop an early warning alert system for earthquakes in California. The initial cost estimate for the system is $80 million. SB 135 now heads to the Assembly.
Thank you, Stephen. In Mendocino crime news, sheriff's deputies have arrested 18-year-old Alvaro Fuentes on rape charges after Fort Bragg police forwarded a report following an incident in April. Fuentes is accused of raping his 16-year-old girlfriend following a party in Fort Bragg. The report states that Fuentes attempted sexual contact with the victim, but she refused, and then he forcibly raped her. Sheriff's detectives followed up and gathered evidence enough to arrest Fuentes and book him into county jail. And near Laytonville, a California woman without a valid driver's license and who was driving a car registered in Oregon was arrested following a traffic stop earlier this week. Deputies contacted and then arrested 50-year-old Dana Short, and a search of the car turned up a small amount of meth along with prescription drugs. Short was booked into county jail. And the Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Raymond Anderson, who was reported missing on Sunday. Anderson was last seen in Redding and was reportedly heading back to Eureka. He's described as a white male adult, 5'4", 175 pounds, with gray hair, a mustache, and a goatee, with blue eyes. He walks with a limp and should be driving a 1991 Chevrolet Caprice with a California license plate number 2XBB559. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, the state Senate approved a bill that would establish standards and regulations for the use of airborne drones in California airspace. The bill, Senate Bill 15, authored by Senator Alex Padilla, addresses concerns about the new technology and how it could be deployed in California.
We know that technology and innovation moves at a much faster pace than laws and regulations. And when it comes to drones specifically, most people hear the term drone and think Afghanistan and the war on terror without thinking that there's a lot of drones in U.S. airspace today, whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in firefighting and fire suppression, the lumber industry, and also in law enforcement.
Padilla's bill is aimed at protecting privacy, including electronic eavesdropping. It prohibits the deployment of weaponized drones and applies current Fourth Amendment requirements to the use of drones by law enforcement.
It seems to me that before drones are deployed on a mass scale in California and across the country, that we ought to have some regulations in place to make sure that, for starters, we maintain privacy laws and apply them to drone technology.
The drone bill now heads to the Assembly for consideration, and if passed, we'll head to the governor's desk for his signature. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.